we need to stop glorifying the busy. We need to allow ourselves to soak in the tub, put our feet up, read a book, play on Facebook, you know, whatever we want to do. Because if you're a woman over 50, you have spent your entire adult life doing things. Greetings, friends, and welcome to this episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesign. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. My name is Shelley, and I am your host. If you are a returning guest, thank you. Thank you. I am forever grateful for your support. Before we get started on this episode, I want to let you know a couple of things. First of all, I am sitting outside here at the Airbnb I'm at for a few days on a little getaway. So you may hear the birds or some noise. There's cars that come by this little cul-de-sac or the dogs barking. That's what that is. I am outside. And the second thing I want to say is October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I encourage you, if you are in an abusive situation or know someone who is in an abusive situation, to get some help, to get some help for yourself or to help or get some resources to help you understand what your friend is going through. One of the best sites you can go to is nrcdv.org. They have resources, national resources to help you. And also they will have resources that can help you talk to your friend. They've got free training and all that great stuff. So I encourage you to go take a look at that website for this month of the Domestic Violence Awareness. So this episode is going to be about busyness. I've come off this huge event. I was in charge of a fundraiser for an agency that provides free of charge services to victims of a violent and sexual crime. And I was just going. Now, I spent, you know, the previous year working on the event, but it was the last 2 or 3 months. It was just frantic. Just this constant, oh my gosh, I don't know how much sleep I didn't get, but now it's over. And I don't quite know what to do with myself, in particular my brain, and this constant checking of email and text messages to make sure that I haven't missed anything for people who need something. You know, so you're busy, and then one day you're not. And so I'm having this moment of adjustment. And it got me thinking about busyness and how we go through our lives thinking that we have to be busy. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, you know, cultural factors, the norms or values of our family. I remember when I had my kids, when I brought my youngest, Eric, home, I had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And for those moms out there, or dads even, I mean, you know how tiring that could be. And I would, on a rare occasion that I got all three of them down at the same time, I would take a nap. And it never failed. My mother-in-law would come down and she would say, "Why are you napping?" I would think, "Because I'm fucking tired. I've got 3 kids under the age of 4. That's why I'm napping." But a lot of times, you know, people think idle work is hands of the devil, or idle hands is the work of the devil, excuse me, or that you're just plain lazy if you just take a moment to breathe. When my kids, we just spent a lot of time when my kids were in middle school and high school, just constantly going with sports. And I loved it. You know, we had 3 of them, so we were super busy. I was working in grad school and we were just busy. And I remember being really tired, but still loving it. And then my youngest of the 3 left home. And I remember getting up on Saturdays, popping out of bed thinking, what have I got to do today? What do I need to do? And I didn't have anything to do today. No kids, no responsibility. As an empty nester, it was just for me. And it was so super hard to get used to not dealing with the busyness. And I don't know if it was because, you know, perhaps part of it was, for me, I think a large part of it for me was I was afraid of being caught not doing anything, because in my family growing up, you weren't allowed to be lazy. We got up on Saturday mornings early as kids. We started cleaning the house. We went grocery shopping. We went and we did the laundry. When we got home from school, we straightened up the house. We started cooking dinner. I mean, it just seems like you did not just sit and put your feet up and relax. So as a kid growing up, that, especially as an older kid, I remember a lot of that. And then when I married my first husband, just the fact that my mother-in-law thought I couldn't take a nap with 3 toddlers. So I think a lot of it was ingrained in me. And now I still, after all these years, find myself thinking, I should be doing something. I mean, it's not as bad, but I always think I should be doing something. Okay, well, now that I've said all that, you know, here's what I'm going to say now. I'm not going to fall for that bullshit anymore. I'm not going to think that I can't sleep till 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I can't lazily have my coffee. I don't need to be up doing something. And I don't have any tricks of the trade to help you get out of that mindset of busyness, but I do know we need to stop glorifying busy. We need to allow ourselves to soak in the tub, put our feet up, read a book, play on Facebook, you know, whatever we want to do. Because if you're a woman over 50, you have spent your entire adult life doing things. And I truly believe, and I give you permission, and you need to give yourself permission to take a little bit of a break. It's going to take some practice at first. It's going to take some time for you just to sit still, especially if you are still of that mindset that you have to be doing something, or your life's not worthwhile, or you're a horrible lazy person. You're going to have to just take some time, put your feet up, and just sit and give yourself permission to relax and, you know, get some practice doing that. I will say I'm much better. It's only when I come off these really big frantic months in my life that when all of a sudden I come to a screeching halt that I start feeling I should be doing something. But for the most part, I don't really give a shit what people think. I don't care that people get on my Facebook page and see that I spend my time on my balcony drinking coffee or wandering, you know, letting my mind wander off into space. So, you know, give yourself permission to relax. Give yourself permission just to not do anything, because I tell you what, you deserve it. You deserve it, and you need it, and it's just something that's going to help your peace of mind and your well-being. So I would love to hear your thoughts on taking a break, just relaxing. Do you do it? Do you feel guilty when you do it? Or are you like, screw everyone, I'm just going to kick back and do what I want. Send me your thoughts, Shelley@ShelleyDryman.com, and let's have a conversation. And I'm going to encourage you before I sign off to join our Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. There's almost 700 of us in there now. I'll drop that link down in the show notes. So come over, join us, and see what's happening. So until next time, stay awesome.